Do you think spirituality is important while growing your business? Well, in this podcast, I'm going to be deciphering this. I'm going to be covering the four defects of man. What is spirituality? And what does spirituality have to do with business in the long run? I'm going to share with you some practical spirituality, practices that you can implement. What is the core of all of this? And what can be the outcome of you being in this zone? So grab your notepads, pens and papers. In this podcast, I want to get into all these elements and share with you on why, especially in today's day and age where everything is in a way by people want to prove to others on how better or great that they are, and why it is important, especially in this day and age, to include a very powerful dose of spirituality while you're building your business for it to be sustainable, for you to really make this something which where you can create an impact in the world. So let's get in. Yeah, I know this is a pretty offbeat topic. So let's first get into understanding what are the four defects of man. You know, as a human being, it is by default that we are not perfect. We make mistakes, number one. We get illusioned, two. We have the propensity to cheat, three. And we have imperfect senses, four. With these four defects, it's a good thing and a bad thing, okay? So in the good side of this is that we are prone to make mistakes, and if you're able to live and accept with that fact, we'll be quick to bounce back and move forward, okay? Now, the flip side of the coin is if you're not able to realize this, or if you're just going to be living in a world where we are making mistakes, getting illusioned, cheating others, and depending on our imperfect senses, that's not going to yield a good result in anything that we do. So one of the important factors about spirituality and business is surrender and acceptance that we are not perfect. And that is the beauty of how the Creator has made us. Okay, so that's the first element I want to share with you. So what is spirituality? Because there are so many different schools of thought. Some people confuse religion with spirituality and all that stuff. And I'll just tell you, there was a very nice quote by a great teacher who said that, religion without philosophy is fanaticism. Okay. And philosophy without religion is mental speculation, which means people who just cook up and do their own thing. So it has to have a combination of both. And actually, if you go and study all the cultures, whether it's Vedic culture or, Pure Land Buddhism, or if you're looking at the pure Islam, or even Christianity for that matter, all of these cultural elements do have a very important aspect on how people need to be living their lives in a way which is useful, which is beneficial to society, and which is actually propagating the element of love, because the core of spirituality is love, if you look at any religion or any practice for that matter. Okay, so let's come back over here now. So whether you believe, whether you tag yourself, a theist or an atheist, I'm just telling you what is spirituality here from a very objective standpoint here. Spirituality is nothing but understanding what's your true position. And many people feel that they are the body, okay? But ultimately the word spirituality comes from the word spirit, which is a spirit soul, where it is something which never dies, which is never born, which is always eternal, and which moves from one body to the other. Okay, so first aspect of spirituality is understanding your true position and your identity in this world. Spirituality also is when you actually get into understanding this on a deeper level, it's like you'll start to look at the world through a different lens. In fact, you'll be removing all the filters and you'll be looking at the world on a more objective level through the eyes of Scripture, through the eyes of the great masters who have walked this earth. Okay, so spirituality is first understanding your position. It's removing all those filters and looking at the world with a very clear lens. And when you are in this position, you would understand that you are on this planet to serve others. Okay. Service is the nature of the soul. Just like sweetness is the nature of sugar, service is the nature of the soul. And we're always serving somebody or other. We're either serving our family, we're serving our boss, or we're serving, our children, we're serving our parents. But ultimately, service to God, service to the higher force is what's going to give us true fulfillment. Okay, so spirituality in a nutshell, if I have to just put this like a crash course, right, is understanding your position, removing those filters, and living a life which is focused around service to God being the center, right on the top of the list. And of course, when you do that, it's like pouring the water in the root of the plant. You automatically start serving your society, serving your family, serving yourself. Everything comes, everything is fulfilled when you are serving a much higher force. Okay. Now, what does spirituality have to do with business? Which is the main part of this podcast over here. What does it have to do with business? You know, I've seen so many business owners, I've seen so many successful people grow really high, and they also crash at the same speed because of not being grounded or not having the right value system. Okay. So things like money, power, beauty, and fame, these four elements magnify your core. So if you are somebody who has a weak core, and if a lot of money is given to you, when you go up, you're going to crash down very, very fast. You've seen this happen with many movie stars, many celebrities who like become rich overnight and stuff. Okay. So especially in the business world, this is very, very important, because if you want to build something really long-term and sustainable, where you're not really abusing yourself or thinking yourself that, you know, you are the doer of all of this, there will be some point where the reality check will come in. So spirituality helps you stay grounded in spite of what money you make, how much power you have, how beautiful you are, or how famous that you are. And these are all just gifts given to us, you know, by a higher force, based on, you know, different activities that we have done in the past. So if you believe in the law of, you know, what goes around comes around, the law of karma, I mean, that's how it takes our life as, okay? So what does spirituality have to do with business? It has everything to do with business, especially if you want to be somebody who can really add value to the world. Grounding is very, very core. Because if there's garbage inside, that garbage is going to be magnified when you make a lot of money. If there's garbage inside, that garbage is going to be magnified when there's a lot of power, when there's a lot of beauty, when you're really famous and, you know, everyone is looking at you, and it just gets into your head. And when it gets into your head, you feel, you know what, I'm the doer of all of this stuff. And then one day the reality hits you, reminding you that, you know what, this was just a gift given to you at a specific time of time, you know, specific time in your life. So, but when you're spiritually grounded, you'll understand that life is in cycles always, and you would be in that state of equilibrium as you're going through it. And for all you know, by being spiritually grounded, you could create a much bigger impact in this world. Okay, and not getting strayed or swayed away by the externals. So now let's come to practical spirituality. What can you do now? I mean, what are the different processes that are there, and, you know, what all is possible when it comes to this? And I've just brought it down to, you know, four simple things. Okay, not pointing to any specific religion or culture or anything. This can be applied to anyone depending on what is your faith. Okay, so faith is the core of spirituality. You need to have belief in first, because if you don't have faith in this, then there's no point even listening to this podcast. Okay, you may just think that this is just some mumbo jumbo stuff, and I mean, it not really, the message won't hit you deep, but you need to have faith in something. And faith is usually got through, one is through belief systems that you would have been brought up with. Two is by the more philosophical angle. That means if you've done your study and you've done more from an intellectual standpoint. And the true faith can be experienced through practice. Okay, and honestly speaking, I've been practicing since the age of 9 or 10 years old. And I can confidently say from my perspective of the world is that spirituality has had a deeper impact in my life than anything else. And my faith in God, my faith in the higher force is so much more based on my own life experiences. Okay, so whatever may be in your case, whatever may be your life experiences, you got to have that faith first, okay? So what are the four things which you can do, irrespective of culture, irrespective of, you know, which religion or which faith that you believe in, are these four things. First is reading classical literature. Okay, you got to read the classics like the Gita is a timeless classic, the Bhagavad Gita. And I would recommend the Bhagavad Gita as it is, which is the most, I would say, it is the most straightforward version of it, where the writer or the author is not trying to project themselves to being something great. They've actually just represented the information as it is. Reading the Bible, I've been brought up in a convent in school, and I used to sing in the school choir for more than 7 years. And when I listen to the Lord's prayers, when I hear all those hymns, you know, it really moves my heart, because there is so much of, if you look at the core of any religion for that matter, any of these, you know, faiths, it's all rooted in love and love for God, love for the higher force. Okay. So reading classical literature like the Gita, the Quran, the Bible, any literature which is a timeless classic, where the author is not really enforcing their how great that they are. Okay, whenever you see any of those kind of stuff where people are some so-called great people are projecting themselves as the one, I would stay far away from that. Okay, because that's not true. And even though they may be gifted masters, there are some elements. There are some elements where even they would be tested. That there's a much higher force. Okay. So number one is reading classical literature and finding the right literature for that. Two is daily practices. So you can pick up whatever practice that is comfortable for you. So whether you want to do meditation, the traditional form of meditation is what, just staying quiet and staying connected, going inwards. And, you know, having that peace and identifying that peace from within. So that's one form of spiritual practice. The practice that I follow is japa meditation. So I chant the names of God, because the sound vibration has a power. And when you're listening to it on a daily basis, it actually purifies your heart. Okay. And if any of you feel like connected with me, or just when you're looking at my webinars, let me tell you that it's because of the spiritual grounding that there's a resonance that's there. Okay. So if you are doing any form of deep meditation on this, when you do anything in your business, when you do any form of videos, webinars, the rapport building will be instant, because you are operating from a different plane. You're not operating from a plane of desperation. You're operating from a plane of love and service to humanity. Okay. And service to God. So meditation, you can do japa. You can do prayer. You know, there are different forms of prayer, whatever works for you. But have a daily spiritual practice where you are reconnecting with yourself, you're reconnecting with the higher force, with your creator, God. Okay. The third practice that you can inculcate as far as practical spirituality is concerned is diet. You know, what you eat matters a lot. I think I've also done a podcast on this earlier, on how food affects consciousness. And it affects your consciousness. So if you're able to have a sanctified food, or what was going into your body is very healthy for your body, it really won't mess around with your brain as far as connecting with the higher force is concerned. Everything is correlated. Everything is having a vibrational frequency, right? So if you want to really tune into a vibrational frequency, make sure that you eat right and you have the right kind of attitude even while you're eating your food. Okay, so if you look at most of the cultures, it's like that prayer before eating food, you know, looking at it as sanctified food, and when it's going into your body, being conscious of it, you know, all these things, people think that is just some you know, mumbo jumbo stuff. But if you follow it, you'll realize how it affects your consciousness. See, foods are of different types. It's like, there are definitely foods which are healthy, and I'm not talking about that part. When it comes to physical health, you can eat anything that you want. But when it comes to spiritual health, it's about being conscious. It's about being mindful. And every thought has an energy to it. And it actually helps you understand your connection back to the higher force. And the fourth practical spirituality is your circle of influence, or your circle of friends. Or who do you associate with? So if you're associating with and conversing with materialistically minded people who are only looking at the externals of life and only the flashy stuff in life, you know, you're going to be having those same values. But if you truly value spirituality, if you really value these, the higher consciousness and stuff like that, you need to be looking for people who have the same resonance. And if you're able to discuss more with them, if you're able to really exchange ideas with people of the same mindset, that will increase your faith, that will increase your grounding, and that will help you stay connected on a more deeper level. So just to recap, the four practical aspects of spirituality are reading, daily practice, diet, and friends and circle of influence. So if you follow these four practical things, you don't have to do, you know, you don't have to go to the Himalayas and live in the forest and do any kind of meditation, because that's really not practical for this age. Okay. This age or this day, it is not about showing off your spirituality. Okay. That's not the point here. It's about living life the way that you're doing it, but explaining, doing it with purpose and being grounded simultaneously. It's like, go and make that money, build your business, have high ambitions. You're not here to renounce anything, okay? But you're here to take whatever is there and utilize it for doing something greater in this world. Okay, so there is absolutely no, there's no line between materialism and spiritualism here, okay? If you see, it has to be blended into one where you're living for where both are interconnected. A materialistic mind is somebody who's just, you know, too concerned just about the body, and there's no spirit element over there. That's what you call a totally materialistic person. But once you understand that the whole world is about spirit and about raising the awareness of the planet, then, you know, nothing is material anymore. You know, in fact, everything blends into one. I hope you're able to relate to what I'm saying here. Okay. So the core of all of whatever I'm sharing with you today is, it's based on two words: surrender and love. Surrender to a higher force that's guiding us, and having love for the world, having love for fellow beings, humanity, not just human beings, even the animals and then everyone in this world. Okay, so when you operate at with these two, you know, words that I mentioned, surrender and love, you would be building a business like in a very, very, very different way. And I hope you're able to understand the depth of what I'm talking about, because even I'm just trying to sink this in. Even if like 2-3 of you listening to this podcast are able to take this and put that into action, trust me, I mean, the world is going to be a much better place. So let's say, what's going to be the outcome? So let's say you do all of this. I want to be summing up this podcast with what can be the outcome of you being in this zone? What can be the outcome of you being in this zone? First is, you will do every single activity, whether it's business, whether it's family, whether it's your personal leisure, everything with a much higher purpose than just the money. Okay. You'll be doing things with a much higher purpose. Second is, your money will be put to real use in this world, because money is just a form of energy. It's like a knife. A knife can be used to kill somebody, or a knife can be used to save one's life. A doctor uses the same knife to save somebody's life. So money is like that. If money comes in the hands of the right people in this world with the right intent, a lot of good can be done in this world. 3, you will do your business with detachment. Detachment from the results aspect. Yes, we are goal focused, we are goal oriented. Even I write my goals, all of that stuff is okay. But it's like having the mindset of Arjuna. If you've read the Gita, or if you even know a little bit about the Mahabharata, he wanted to quit. And Krishna told him that, hey, if you quit, you're the biggest loser in this world. Continue to do your duty, but do it with love for me. So the way Arjuna fought the war was very different from how Duryodhana fought the war. Arjuna fought this for his master with love. But Duryodhana fought the war for his self pleasure, you know, for his satisfaction So that is the difference over here. You know, dharma is doing something where you are right on the forefront of the battlefield. You're doing every single thing, but you're doing it with a pure intent to serve the higher force, the higher power. So you will do your business with detachment. That's 3. Number 4, you will do this business as an act of service and love. Number 5 is, your positive actions will help you in your afterlife, whether you believe it or not. The way that you do things is not going to end in this life. It's going to carry forward to the future lifetimes. And number five is one, two, three, four. Number six is you can truly leave a legacy in your business. Okay, with whatever you do. So to recap, the outcome of being in the zone is you'll do everything with a higher purpose. Your money will be put to real use. You'll do business with detachment. You'll do business as an act of service and love. Your positive actions will help take you even in the afterlife, and you will be able to leave a legacy. So keeping all of this in mind, it is so important that each and every one in this world is able to be spiritually grounded while growing their business. And especially when it comes to an online business and stuff, it's going to be all the more important for you to be grounded. So I hope you found this podcast useful. Do share your comments below my blog post. If you're listening to it in my blog post, would love to know what were your big takeaways. If you have any new angles to share, I would love to read that. And if you want to connect with me on a more on the business level, you want to know exactly what I'm doing and how I help people and how I help knowledge givers, just go to sids.co/freedom if you want to live a lifestyle of freedom. And let's connect live in my next webinar, where I'll actually share with you the three secrets that help me monetize and grow my business very fast, and inspiring and impacting thousands of people along the way. So thank you so much. Keep watching for more of my podcast. Cheers and God bless. Bye-bye.